"Here we are, Professor Aronnax," Captain Nemo then said. "You observe this confined bay? A month from now, in this very place, the numerous fishing boats of the harvesters will gather, and these are the waters their divers will ransack so daringly. This bay is felicitously laid out for their type of fishing. It's sheltered from the strongest winds, and the sea is never very turbulent here. Highly favorable conditions for diving work. Now let's put on our underwater suits, and we'll begin our stroll." I didn't reply, and while staring at these suspicious waves, I began to put on my heavy aquatic clothes, helped by the longboat sailors. Captain Nemo and his two companions suited up as well. None of the Nautilus's men were to go with us on this new excursion. Soon we were imprisoned up to the neck in India rubber clothing, and straps fastened the air devices onto our backs. As for the Rookmorph device, it didn't seem to be in the picture. Before inserting my head into its copter capsule, I commented on this to the captain. "Our lighting equipment will be useless to us," the captain assured me. "We won't be going very deep, and the sun's rays will be sufficient to light our way. Besides, it's unwise to carry electric lanterns under these waves. Their brightness might unexpectedly attract certain dangerous occupants of these waterways." As Captain Nemo pronounced these words, I turned to Conseil and Ned Land. But my two friends had already encased their craniums in their metal headgear, and they could neither hear nor reply. I had one question left to address to Captain Nemo. "What about our weapons?" I asked him. "Our rifles?"